This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Housing Society has recently collaborated with Cortez Community Economic Development Association and the Southern Cortez Community Association to apply for a Healthy Communities Initiative grant from the Government of Canada that will assist in the funding to build new trail systems for the public that connect the new affordable housing neighborhood of Rainbow Ridge with CETA Commons and the SCCA's Manson's Hall and skate park infrastructure. This collaboration was an effort by all three nonprofits, and I caught up with Executive Director of the Cortez Housing Society, Sandra Wood, to find out what we can expect from these trails, as well as how they were able to manage a collaboration to apply for this grant.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We for that grant back in 2021, when it was first announced by the Canadian government and the Community Foundations of Canada. And the first round, we were not successful in being selected, but they reopened the grant earlier this year in 2022. So we reapplied and were selected this time, which is perfect timing for us because we really are ready now to build these new trails and to help route the public around our future construction site as far as the affordable housing location on Rainbow Ridge. So it's ideal to start this winter before we get any other shovels in the ground.
Awesome. So how much money were you awarded for this grant?
We have $99,000 to work with, and approximately half of that is going to go towards Manson's Hall for their deck rebuilding project. Their goals are to access to that deck on the east side of their building, because right now you have to use stairs. So they'll have ramps instead to make it easier for access for people who have any mobility issues or who are pushing baby strollers and things like that. That's part of their goal. And they'll have to raise some more money because they'd like to put a roof over that new deck for two reasons. One is so that it can be used year round. And two is just to increase the longevity of the new deck by protecting it from the weather. So that's what they'll be focused on over the next year.
Cool. So where will these trails?
A brand new trail will run on the very northern edge of the Rainbow Ridge property. So between the fire hall and Rainbow Ridge, there'll be a trail where people can walk from the health center or from the seniors village towards Manson's Hall. And it'll be a way to avoid walking on Beasley Road. So they'll have a more pedestrian safe, friendly route. And it'll basically be an east-west connector. It is the first trail we'll build across Rainbow Ridge and into the adjacent CETA Village Commons property. And that trail will ultimately end at Manson's Hall. So if people are picking up their mail or they want to go to a recreational program or a social event at the hall, then this will be a way to walk between the hall and Rainbow Ridge, the Village Commons, and get all the way to the health center or to the seniors village.
Cool.
So that's one trail that will be brand new. And the other trail that we'd like to improve is at the very south end of the Rainbow Ridge project. The property ends at Cemetery Road. And right now, the public trail kind of peters out at that south end of our property. It was an old logging road, and then it just became a really tiny little foot trail, and it gets very muddy and wet in the winter. So we'd like to route that to higher ground so that it'll stay drier. And we want it to perfectly align with the Siskin Forest Trail system so that people can clearly see the connection between Siskin Forest Trail and the Rainbow Ridge Trail. I think especially for tourists and people who aren't on the island a lot, it's easy to get confused at that Cemetery Road area. So we want to make that really clearly defined. We want it to make it 6 feet wide so that it's easy for two-way traffic or bicycles to pass people. So we want it to be safe and wide and really clear. And We're planning to put in some new signage as well, or wayfaring, to help people orient themselves as far as where they are and how much further they have to go to reach Manson's Landing or other destinations, so that we don't lose too many people in the bush.
Very cool. This is for people to walk on. You mentioned bicycles. Who else and what else will be allowed on these trails, and what is not allowed on the trails?
We definitely want these trails to be pedestrian friendly. That's our main priority. And so people with their kids or with their family, people who are on bicycles, especially self-propelled pedal bikes, people walking their dogs, and also people who have horses in the neighborhood who'd like to have a way to have their ride but not be on the road with the vehicle traffic. Horses will be also allowed. And the one thing that we would like to discourage are motorized vehicles, because they're currently not encouraged or allowed in the Siskin Forest Trail system. And since this trail and Siskin Trail will interconnect, I think it makes sense that there should be no motorized vehicles on either trail. So we need to post some signs to that effect and encourage those e-bikes and motorcycles to use the roads instead of the trails.
Makes sense. So I know that there's been a evolution of the wood chipping program through the SRD, and that they were requesting any projects on Cortez Island that wanted to use the wood chip for trail building. Is that something that the Housing Society is also utilizing?
Yes. The first section of trail that we're going to do, we're going to have a lot of our own tree chips available. So we'll use those to start with. And we may have to use some gravel in sections that need better drainage. But next year, we plan to apply for the SRD's chip program so that we can use those chips on island for maintenance of these trails. So absolutely, that's a great usage of that program.
Cool. So this grant specifically was awarded as a kind of a collaboration between multiple nonprofits on Cortez. Can you speak to how that came to be, why you did it? Was it easier? Were there challenges?
I think there's always challenges when you're trying to get two or three nonprofits and charities together. But this grant in particular wanted to encourage partnerships. So that was one of the things they were looking for. And it just so happened in this case that the three nonprofits all have adjacent properties. So Manson's Hall, the Village Commons, Rainbow Ridge are all side by side. We all share property boundaries. And so it just made so much sense to collaborate on connecting those properties together with the trail system and figuring out a way to make another vibrant village space as far as helping Manson's Hall to improve their infrastructure. Yeah, it was a really good fit for the three of us. And the challenge is we're going to be kicking off the project on November the 1st. We're going to have our first team meeting, and hopefully we can get everybody to on board as far as how we're going to spend those funds and who's doing what job, and figure out the timing so that the flow of the money and the activity makes sense.
And just to clarify, what was the name of that grant one more time?
It's the Healthy Community Initiative, and it was the Government of Canada as well as the Community Foundations of Canada.
Cool. And okay, so there is another grant that you announced in your most recent update that has been applied for, but it sounds like you're not sure what the outcome is yet. But it was also, it sounds like, a collaboration with CEDA, Cortez Community Economic Development Association. I'd love to just hear a little bit about that application as well. It sounds like a really fascinating project too.
Yes, we're really hopeful that we will be awarded that grant. We've applied for $200,000, and it's thanks to Kate Madigan, the fundraiser and project manager for CEDA. She found that grant and realized what a perfect fit it was for us, because the Village Commons and Rainbow Ridge need to have a joint stormwater management system between our two properties. And so Rainbow Ridge is planning to build a brand new wetland that will be a holding pond, which will capture stormwater runoff coming from our property. And it will allow the water to settle as far as the sediments to settle there. But we also want to make it a beautiful, natural pond with indigenous plants and hopefully native creatures, and maybe even a few ducks will choose to to make their home there. But we want to make it a feature, a landscape feature for the residents and also the people who are walking the trails. But it has to be totally functional as far as dealing with a 100-year flood event, as far as capturing the stormwater and helping it settle. And there will be an overflow from that holding pond, which will join into a creek, or a, we call it a bioswale channel. So it will be, it will look like a creek that will flow down the northern edge of the Economic Development Association's property. So along the southern edge of their property. And so that also has a function as far as having more plants, having opportunity to absorb the nutrients from that water, and more little pools and waterfalls to help clean the water as it's leaving our properties. So that's a really important piece of infrastructure. And the Government of Canada is encouraging people to use nature and natural infrastructure instead of just building ditches and concrete ponds. So they've encouraged people like us to look for more natural-based solutions, and that's what we've applied for. So we're hoping that we'll hear about that grant, the outcome of that, within the next 6 months.
What is the traditional type of infrastructure that you're referring to that the Government of Canada is actually discouraging and encouraging more natural?
So the government is really encouraging people to come up with natural solutions to deal with stormwater. And in the past, people would just dig a ditch, or they'd put in a culvert, or they'd make a concrete holding pond, or they'd put in a plastic holding tank or something like that. And those systems are often very intensive as far as cost, but also the use of concrete, the use of plastic, the use of metal corridors that ultimately rust or get plugged or need maintenance to keep them flowing. And they typically make the water flow too fast. It's just torrent coming through those types of solutions. So what we're trying to do is slow the water down in natural ways so that it has a chance to settle and to percolate into the landscape and to be absorbed by the plants and trees that are surrounding those features. So our goal is to try and make something beautiful, but also something that's functional and really taking a lesson from Mother Nature herself. But we've also got help of a fantastic resource here on Cortez, and that's Miranda Cross, who is the person who designed the framework, the concept on how Rainbow Ridge could manage the water from our property and help to restore some of the wetlands that used to be on the property that were damaged due to the logging and things that have happened on the property in the past. So we're trying to heal the land and trying to root the water in ways that it will not further damage things downstream, especially our neighbors. And also we absolutely want to protect the lakes as far as not flooding the lakes with any pollution or nutrient overload. So that's our goal.
Is there anything else that you want to add about just collaborating with nonprofits in order to seek funding for these public projects?
I think what I've seen over the last few years in the grant writing world is there definitely is encouragement for people to partner and team up. And some of that, I'm sure, is because it reduces the number of grants that go into for grant applications is probably reduced when you partner. So it's one grant instead of two or three grants competing against each other for the same funds. So I think that's part of it. But also in a project that works well, if you can have more people helping to carry the load or helping to contribute as either volunteers or as paid team members, then obviously you've got a team and you can accomplish more together. And I really think in our community, we have great resources. And if we can help each other, then I think it's just going to make projects happen more smoothly and more easily. So yeah, it's about teamwork and partnership and stretching these dollars so that they help as many of the nonprofits on the island as possible.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.